This segment proudly brought to you by Capital A.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa.
نحمد الله العلي العظيم ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Most respected علماء الكرام, حفاظ, brothers and elders, mothers and sisters that will be listening over the radios and receivers, live streaming. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On behalf of Masjid al-Ikram, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all guests that are here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you all back home safely. MashaAllah, I see some brothers are from Pietermaritzburg, some brothers are from Stanger Sharif, some brothers have come all the way from Mamzinto and various parts of Durban, KZN. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you all back safely as well. First item on tonight's program, we have a qira'ah by Hafiz Umar Mansur. Inshallah, I would like to call upon Hafiz Umar to recite qira'ah for us. Brothers, please come forward, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِّجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِن رَّسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها الناس إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع عذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا صدق الله العظيم.
Next we have a rendition by Mufti Saab's nephew, his name is Rehan Muhammad. So we will just render for us something.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذي أنزل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطعه فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله خير أحسن الجزاء. To our young Rehan Muhammad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you an ambassador of the Qur'an-i Majeed. We now come to the highlight of tonight's program, that is an address by our esteemed guest, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Many of us know, Mufti Saab needs no introduction. But here are a few feats which I would like to explain to those that are curious. Mufti Saab completed his hifz in the year 1970. That means Mufti Saab is a hafiz of Quran for 55 years. Can we imagine this, Ji? Also, Mufti Saab served in the first madrasa that was founded in South Africa by Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Semar Rahmatullah Alayh. Mufti Saab served there in Darulum, Newcastle for 20 years. In this time, for 10 years, Mufti Saab was the vice principal. He was also the head Mufti, and Mufti Saab taught Bukhari Sharif also for 6 years as well. Many of us know Hazrat Mufti Saab as he appears on the various radio stations as well. Mufti Saab has done this khidmat as well for more than 20 years. And lastly, Mufti Saab has traveled extensively to almost 66 countries, I counted in the biography. Almost 66 countries Mufti Saab has traveled to. Can we imagine this? And today we have Hazrat Mufti Saab in our midst. We are forever grateful to Mufti Saab for coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him continuously again and again. We now call upon our esteemed guest, falyatafadhal mashkura. Dear brothers, for those who have decoders and don't know how to set it up, or for those who require decoders, Brother Dawood Monley is here also, 500 rand as a decoder. Inshallah, he'll be coming tomorrow from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock to set up decoders for all those who would like. Or for those who have and don't know how to set it up, so just contact myself and inshallah I will put you into contact with Brother Dawood Monley tomorrow from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock inshallah.
Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, brothers, sisters, tonight if you look outside, you will see it is Laylatul Badr. What is the meaning of Laylatul Badr? It is the full moon, the 14th night, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand. That is the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. Every 3 nights, the moon has a different name. You won't find that in any language in the world. That is the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. The first 3 nights is called Hilal, and the 14th night is called Laylatul Badr. So that is the full moon. And mashallah, tomorrow night, Sunday night, there will be the eclipse also. So the lunar eclipse. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, everything is in my control. The day I want to, I will let it shine in its full glory. So tonight is Laylatul Badr. So you must remember the full moon. And tomorrow night is the 15th night. So the 15th night will be tomorrow and is a lunar eclipse. So you should go to your local ulama, and we sent out some pamphlets and so forth, what we should be doing on such an auspicious night, tonight, tomorrow night, and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, for all our foreign listeners, we are here in Scottsboro, and it is, you know, part of Natal, KwaZulu-Natal, very near the coast and so forth, very beautiful place. And mashallah, our Imam Sahib here is Mona Zamir Khan. Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward all the trustees, reward all the musallis as well. So before we continue with our program, few things Maulana mentioned, we must just rectify a few things there. So it's not 66 countries, it's mashallah 73 countries we visited. So mashallah, so we must make shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that now we are in the media. Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's fuzzle, Allah's grace. This is the 25th year now. We started 2001 and now this is 2025. So Allah's fuzzle, Allah's mercy, Allah kabul farmai, Allah accept it. What we can do? We can't do anything without the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. This masjid's name is Masjid-e-Ikram. So my brothers, Muhammad Salim Asmar, and our brother Zamir, and then, mashallah, our brother Kaji also jumped in with us from Spingo Beach. So I told them, Zamir, mashallah, he's nice inside also. I said, sit in front. He said, no, you must sit in front. So I told him, Haji Bhai Padia, rahimahullah, used to say, aage hai ikram, aur piche hai aram. Aage hai ikram, aur piche hai aram. So in front, when we put you there, then that is ikram. We want to show honor. But the problem with sitting in front is we have to say safety belt and long stories. And at the back, mashallah, if I'm alone, I can sit in business class, you know. So I'm tall, I can stretch my feet and everything, catch some fish also and so forth and so on. But the brothers don't listen. Now what must we do, you see? So anyway, our lesson for tonight, my brothers, sisters, is something unique. So before we come to that, let us understand. Let's imagine, assume for a minute we are in Masjid Nabawi. Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi from Algeria, he passed away. Very great scholar, I met him several times, went to his house as well. He wrote an excellent book for those of you who know Arabic, regarding Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life history. The book is entitled, it's still there on my desk at home there in Muslanga. So it's called Hadhal Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The title of the book, Hadhal Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi. So one two very nice points he wrote. He said, when you enter Masjidun Nabawi, you enter from that side there, when you come in the right hand side, door number 1, Babu Salam. And after you read your salami and so forth, you go out, that is Babul Baqi. You are going out towards the graveyard and the cemetery. So on the wall, that is where the mihrab is, where the niche is, the semicircle is. So that is known as Mihrab-e Uthmani. In time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he expanded the masjid and he used everything of the best. Sahaba told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are you doing? He said, see, I didn't go and make chanda and collect money from here and there. I'm using my own money. Why? Because I heard Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah, whosoever builds a masjid or a portion of a masjid, only solely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will grant him a palace in Jannah. You all heard of Qari Tayyab Sahib, anybody? Qari Tayyab Sahib, rahimahullah, visited South Africa in 63. Our principal, Mona mentioned now, Hazrat Mona Qasim Shaima, rahimahullah, he started the Darulum, first Darulum in the history of South Africa in 73. In 83, we had our first graduate, 7 students. From that 7, 4 already passed away. But the teacher is still living, alhamdulillah. We're running all right, you know, 70 not out, you see. So you must remember, 70 not out Islamically. And 68, you must remember Gregorian calendar. Allah forgive them, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So 83 was our first Jalsa. Till now, mashallah, again they have Jalsa. They, the last time they told me to be 23rd of November, inshallah, that this year the graduation. Nevertheless, so if you go to Masjid Nabawi, then you will find that Mohsema told me and told us that Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahimahullah came in 1963 and he used to travel with him, JPE, Cape Town, wherever they went. Because he had to translate the Urdu into English and so forth. So why I mentioned this there, so you must remember that Sheikh Abu Bakr Jazairi said that if you go here, Babu Salam and Babu Al-Baqi, and you look on the wall, then you will see the Sifatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Asma'ul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the honorable names and attributes of the Master Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Tawbah. I am the Nabi who tells you, repent, repent. Allah Jalla Wala has given us this message. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse number 53. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Arja ayatin fi kitabillah. This ayat, this verse motivated, inspired me the most in the entire Quran Sharif. Oh people, never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah ya. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive all the sins. Nabiyur Rahmah, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Sallam is who? Chapter 21, verse 107. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a Nabi, that is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Now we come to tonight's topic. I am who? Nabiul Malhamah. I am the Nabi of Malhamah. Where you see that wars take place, battles take place and so forth. So see, what inspired me for tonight's talk is what's going on in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And every one of us should know that they are inspired by all these incidents here. So study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will find he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam bin nafs and nafis himself participated in 27 battles and campaigns, Badr and then Uhud and then all the others, as I'll explain to you. And then 27, then 50 saraya, seen ra alif ya, seen re alif ye, so ye alif, saraya. So, where the Master alayhi salatu salam sent out the sahaba, you go ye, you go ye. If the need arises, you must wage offensive war, or if it's a defensive war, whatever the need arises. So, 50 saraya and 27 ghazawat. You need to know all these things. So that is the topic for tonight. Let us take one, two lessons from each one. The Hijrah takes place there to Madinah Munawwara. The first year the Master alayhi salatu salam undertook Muwakhat. What is Muwakhat? Took the Muhajirin and Ansar and made them brothers. It was a temporary measure to bring about unity in the rank and file within the Ummah. And they used to inherit from one another also. But it was temporary measure. After that, they got abrogated and cancelled. Second year of the Hijrah, it's a Friday, it's 17th Ramadan, and lo and behold, one of the most epic battles took place. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, only 313, and the enemy approximately 1,000. This side, the leader is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that side, the leader is Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, and so forth. When they left Makkah, Abu Jahl and them, they were already singing the songs of victory. The wine, dine, and swine was getting on already. Quran speaks of it. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Never be like those people who left their homes, they left Makkah, with pride and arrogance, and victory is a foregone conclusion. When the Russians came, you youngsters, what have you got races on you? Huh? You're playing races. So remember that. So number one, when the Russians invaded Afghanistan in the year 1979, the Red Army, they said, these Afghans, what they chumples and sandals in there, in 1 week, 1 month, we'll finish them up. They stayed there for more than 10 years. And then the whole Soviet Union disintegrated, and our Mujahideen, our Taliban defeated them, and today they go as the Russian Federation. Today we are alive, tomorrow we're gone, inshallah. You should also make the dua that what is happening today in Gaza al-Mubarakah will lead to the implosion and the civil war of America, inshallah. The American empire is already very, very weak and on the verge of exploding, imploding. And remember, there will be no American empire after this, inshallah. So we should know Allah has His own system. Sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand. Just take 2-3 incidents of Badr. Friday was the Ma'rika, the battle took place. That Laylatul Jumu'ah, what happened that night? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and cried to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. When you go there to Badr nowadays, today one thing that happened is unintended consequences, but it's good. You're going for Umrah, you're going for Hajj, you're going for Ziyarat, whatever. All the places are open. There's nothing that's considered. They want to promote tourism. They don't want to promote Islam, they want to promote tourism. So therefore, they've opened up all the places. So when you go there, you must go to that place there. So where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi wa sallam made dua, there's a masjid there, white in color, in that area. Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-isaba lan tu'bad ba'd al-yawm. Ya Allah, if this group have to perish, your name will never ever be taken again. And the Master alayhi salam cried so much, the shawl mubarak of the Master alayhi salam was on the verge of falling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was there and said, hasbuk, hasbuk, ya Rasulullah. Sufficient, sufficient, ya Rasulullah. Victory is ours, inshallah. Sahaba came and they said, ya Rasulullah, Salma shi'ita, silman shi'ita, waqta man shi'ita. You ask us whatever you want. You join us with whoever you want. You cut us off with whoever you want. We will never tell you what the Israelites told Musa alayhi salam. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun. They told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you and your Allah, you go and fight. Allah forbid, we sitting here as spectators, we will see. We will never utter such blasphemous words and so forth. And then you see that Abu Jahl, 70 of them, majority the Sanadi, the Quraysh, the leaders of the Quraysh were dispatched to Jahannam. So when Badr, Badr is one of the great, great battles. When you're a Badri Sahabi, your rank is very high. وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِهُ وَأَنْتُمَ ذِلَّهُ. 70 of them killed, dispatched to Jahannam, 70 taken captives, Muslim, 14 Sahaba buried. So when you go, you should go there to the Shuhada and Badr as well. Third year of the Hijrah we have, you must remember, in the month of Shawwal, the battle of Uhud, not Uhad, learn to pronounce properly. Jabalu Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, hadith Bukhari Sharif. This Mount Uhud, we love it and it loves us. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba came. The munafiqeen, hypocrites walked away, 300 of them. But Sahaba said, we will fight till the death. They were winning. Khalid bin Walid was not Muslim still, but he was a master tactician and strategist. So the Sahaba thought that the battle had finished and so forth and so on. When you go, you will see a mountain there, a hill. Jabalur Rumat, the Master alayhi salam appointed 50 archers there. From there, because they thought the battle was finished, now only 12 remained behind and the others came down. And Almighty Allah teaches us that what happened, that he came back, Khalid bin Walid, he found the opening, and then 70 Sahaba became Shaheed and Shuhada. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, today your name is Hamza. Do you know what Hamza means? Hamza means to be the lion. You see. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, just now when we discussed the battle of Khaybar, in Muslim Sharif is mentioned he is to have his sword in his hand. And against the Jutlas and Jutlis and all of them at that time, he announced, Analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. My mother called me Haydar. I'm the lion, I'm prepared to take you on, O you Jutlas, O you Jews. See, he's called Fatih Khaybar. So understand? So yeah, Hamza radiallahu anhu becomes Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader, the greatest martyr of all times, all places. But it was, remember, a huge, huge wake-up call for this ummah. Anytime Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to do something, and if we did something against it, even by mistake, then there could be consequences. We should remember this. And that is what happened. So the battle of Uhud. I relate to you one incident of Talha radiallahu anhu. Talha radiallahu anhu is no sahabi, he's small, everyone is senior. But some are greater than others, like Anbiya alayhi salam. So he is from Ashra Mubashara, Talha radiallahu anhu. He came there to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I'm going to fight on your behalf, in this sense I'll become the human shield for you. He took on 11 mushrikeens and dispatched them to Jahannam, and then he lost his arm in this sense, his left arm, kanat shalla'i mashlula, it became paralyzed. Therefore, when Sahaba used to make mashura, after the battle of Uhud, they say the person who played the most prominent role there in Uhud, we know Sayyidina Hamza was among the martyrs, but those of us alive was none other than him, Talha radiallahu. So my brothers, today we learn the soccer scores, cricket scores, tennis scores, this score, so all things we hear, you see. But the real things we must know, that we forget. Selective amnesia. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lesson? Intelligent people only. Today I spent 1 hour, 2 hours there because I had lunch also. But my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. So people say, when you became Hafiz? I said, no, mashallah, Hafiz came to Heidelberg in 68. So my father, ordinary businessman, so he told my mother, you see, all passed away, Allah give Jannat al-Firdaus. That, but this Maulvi Sahib, he reads, man. That time everybody was a Maulvi Sahib, you know. Yeah. Nowadays we got all big, big titles, Hazrat Mohana, Zamir Khan, Damat Barakatu, and all that. You see, there's Rehan and them, they like to run around. And so one time there, they see DB. In Lens. So, what's all this DB business? So, I told them, you see, here in Lens, we got one shop, it's called DB's, Tavelias, you see. And then the big, big Molanas, they come from India, Pakistan, so DB, Damat Barakatuh. But for me and you, this Molana is going to speak so high Urdu. I know what he's going to speak, so I'm going, you also come with me. For you, DB means don't bother. You won't understand anything, and there's no translation also, you see. So this, so today, baby titles, you see. So anyway, you must remember this, that in this case is here, that we must know that there's great lessons to be learned here. Go forward. It is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. It's the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. O Ummah, learn your history. When the Master, alayhi salatu salam, migrated to Medina Munawwara, the Jutlas were there already. The Jews were there already. There were three tribes of the Jews, the Banu Qaynuqa, the Banu Nadir, and the Banu Qurayza. So remember that after the battle of Uhud, you see that? So you must remember that what had happened, that these people here, these Banu Nadir, were expelled. After the battle of Badr, that the Banu Qaynuqa were kicked out. And after the battle of Khandaq, they, Banu Qurayza, were expelled. First there was a battle, and then they showed their treachery. Like, how are they showing the world their treachery now? So remember, they are killers and murderers of prophets and messengers, and baby killers. So therefore, the world is turning against them. So in the month of Rabiul Awwal, the third year after the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that these people are treacherous, and go and read Surah Hashr, chapter number 59 of the Noble Quran, and go read the ending. You see, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu, and you will find there are 24 verses there, and bulk of it is telling you about this battle. Sahaba went to these jutlas, their farms and orchards, and burned some of their trees and so forth. So the jutlas responded, "You all say you all are peaceful people. See you burning our trees here and all." Allah Jalla Wala protected the namus and the honor and integrity of the beloved Sahaba and companions, and said, "Ma qata'tum min linatin aw taraktumuha qa'imatan ala usuliha fa bi'iznillah." The trees that you cut off, the verse got revealed after they objected. Or the trees that you left behind, everything happened with the command of Almighty Allah. Allah is elevating the Sahaba. Understand that. وَلِيُوزِي الْفَاسِقِينَ, and Allah is humiliating these non-Muslims and so forth. Therefore, you mustn't feel shy. You must say, you must name them, shame them, and nail them. You see that? Therefore, those of you who listen to me on the radio, you will know. I say, Trump, you're a rapist, you see. I'm live, they're recording me, the Jutas and Americans. So you must remember that you're a rapist, you're a pedophile, you're a felon. In America, they call them felon. He's guilty of 34 crimes, felony crimes, you see. Criminally, is now everything is coming out and so forth and so on. So you must, once you got evidence, then, and it's authentic, you must speak about it. Don't worry about what people. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, the people who are hasidin, haqidin, jealous of him, and they had hidden agenda, they put him in jail. They told the rulers, is this. Same people, after a few weeks, came to visit him in prison. They asked him, Shaykh al-Islam, how's things in jail? Alhamdulillah. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. You look at me, you will think I'm in azab. But I'm sitting here in the prison and Allah's mercy is enveloping me. He took koila, you know koila, coal. In jail and prison, he was writing books in jail. No other books in there. But Allah was giving him that knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. When you have true taqwa and piety, then Allah becomes your direct teacher. Understand? So brothers, we must understand how many lessons we can learn from here. How Almighty Allah humiliated these jutlas and packed them up and so forth. Fourth year of the Hijrah, remember. So this is the verdict of majority scholars. That the battle of Khandaq took place, you see. In the Khandaq, brothers, remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahaba, there was so much poverty. And it was Ahzab, Surah Ahzab, chapter 33. One side were the mushrikeen from Makkah Mukarramah, one side were the jutlas, and one side were the munafiqeen. They made a coalition. We must wipe out Islam. Allah forbid, we must assassinate the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the real agenda. But Allah Jalla Wala protected them. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, "When I went first time with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, in 74 for Umrah, my parents came from here, South Africa. I went from Karachi. And then we performed Umrah all during Ramadan. 75 Hajj, 76 I was coming home, so I made Umrah with Allah's help." So you see, that time the Khandaq, everything was there. But this Ali Saud means that the Saudi clan, the Saudi family, they now destroying Islam. Remember that. So what they are doing, so these people are Najdis. Najdis are those people in Riyadh and surrounding and so forth. Go open Bukhari Sharif, you will find that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for the people of Sham, the Levant. Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. Made special dua and supplication for people of Yemen. They said, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi najdina. What about Najd, Ya Rasulullah? The Master, alayhi salam, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua. He said, they will be fitan and zalazil. Hadith in Bukhari. The fitnas will come from there, and the earth tremors and earthquakes. See all the fitnas coming from there. Sanama in Makkah, Sanamas in Medina, bikini beaches in Jeddah, the big, big musical shows in Jeddah and Riyadh and all these places. Now they got halal bira. You know what is halal bira? You see, when you were like this, you was growing up. So I know when my parents went for Hajj 63, so they brought some family members, you know, to look after me. I'm the last one, spoiled also. So then my parents gone. So now this uncle, he took his cigarette. And it was short, stumpy. He told me, put in your mouth, it's very nice. So I didn't put it in my mouth, he stuffed it in my mouth, you see. So I told him, I don't like, take it away. He said, no, you must try again. So my parents came, I told him, he did like this. So today is no more stompy business, it's stompy and vape and Allah alone knows what. So you go to Saudi today, they got halal bira, halal beer. Then Saudi is open today. So that's how they play with the deen of Islam, you must remember that. They make everything legal, you must remember. So therefore I make dua. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa Thamud. It rhymes also. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta adaw wa Thamud. You see, what is the month now? September. We say spring. What is the month now? Rabiul Awwal, beginning of spring. It's corresponding also. And then 23rd of September, 1932. 23rd September, 1932. Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiyah, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia came into existence. So now when 23rd September comes, they will have 5 days, 4 days holiday, Yawmul Watani, National Day. They take that flag of Saudi Arabia and make miniature models, and they give it out in millions to the children. When the conference is finished, they take that flags and they start throwing it. With the Kalima written there, you take Kalima and you start throwing, you Muslim. Thousands of people go out of the fold of Islam because of this Ali Saud stupidity and foolishness. I saw this so many times, my brothers. They used to invite us, we used to go for Umrah, Hajj and so. So think properly what's really happening. So remember that was the fourth year. Then fifth year, the fourth year came, you must remember was Khandaq. And there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. You call this what the Juddas are doing now. What Netanyahu, the war criminal is doing, you call it in Arabic, Tajwi'. Learn Arabic, proper Arabic. Tajwi'. Jew, Tajwi'. Ta, Jim, Wau, Ya, Ain. Man-made famine, man-made starvation. So you see the Palestinians, they drink lessons, fiqh sira, to take lessons on the life history of the Master, alayhi salam. He, the Master, alayhi salam, the Sahaba, came there in the Battle of Khandaq. Ya Rasulullah, I put one stone here. I'm so hungry. The Master, rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, picked up his kurta mubarak and two stones. You see, brothers? The Master, alayhi salam, could have asked Allah to make everything into gold. But to teach this ummah, there will be halat and conditions. And when that halat conditions finishes, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. I'm telling you today, tomorrow we go on, we don't know when we'll leave this world, but you will see the Palestinians, inshallah, inshallah, the 6 million, 7 million on the diaspora, they all will come back to Palestine. And these jutlas, building settlements, the Palestinians will stay there. Quran teaches us this, but who reads Quran today? Who reads the meaning of Quran? Oh, you ulama, oh, you students, all you brothers, sisters who know Arabic, go read the book, Haqa'iqul Quraniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya, and there you will find the Arab, the Palestinian Ali wrote, chapter 17, verse number 7, Surah Bani Israel, the beginning of the 15 Jews. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوَكُمْ The Muslim army will disfigure the faces of the Jutlas. The Hamas, we met Hamas. We must be proud of Hamas. They showed the world when you have Iman and you have trust in Allah, not trust in the Arab regimes and so forth, then you can defeat even Israel and America put together. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوْلَ مَرَّةً They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. No American, Israeli, non-Muslim police and army there. That you enter when you feel like it. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا The whole world wants ceasefire. Only Israel and America don't want ceasefire. They got the veto of America. 5 times already they vetoed this issue in United Nations. So you must remember, Allah says their pride will be crushed to pieces. That is Quran. Quran is a living book for all times, all places, all circumstances. So remember that now we go to the fifth year. So you see, in the fifth year now that is the Khandaq and all is finished. Then we go, you must remember, sixth year is Hudaybiyah. So what happened in Hudaybiyah? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba 1400 to 1500 as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in between, all in ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. They came to a place called Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah is outside the haram. Nowadays they call it Shumaysiyah. All of you going for Umrah now, September, October, November, December, January, whenever, you must go to all these places and go and see. Just visit the mall and meet Paul, they don't help you anything. You must go to these places and see what really happened. So they said, you can't enter now. You must come next year. Long story. So then, Sayyidina Umar was very upset. But Allah revealed the verses, Surah Fath. Victory will come to you. Sayyidina Umar, genius, couldn't understand. This happened in Zulqa'dah in the sixth year. Muharram, seventh year. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mobilized the army and made Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the Amir at that time, Amirul Jaish, commander-in-chief, and you will be the man in charge, and put the black turban around him, you see. So open, you'll find. And you must remember that then. Now in those days, the battle would start, there's one from our side, one from their side. Sayyidina Ali went first. From the Jutla side, a person came, Mirhab. Sayyidina Ali finished him up in the first 2 minutes. So their whole morale was broken. You all who are going to Medina Munawwara, you must go to, you should go to Khaybar. Khaybar is 140, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. Have early nashta, early breakfast, after nashta, rasta. Then you go to Khaybar before Zohar, you'll be back. I went, alhamdulillah. The forts are still there, and where the Jutlas were hiding and so forth. One place, the door was so solid, Sayyidina Ali went there and he smashed it to pieces. Qamus, the door's name and the fort's name and that. So therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is known as Fatih Khaybar. And our children in Palestine, what they have? They have stones in their hands, Iman in their heart, and the Dababa. You know Dababa? Dababa are the tanks. The tanks are rolling in. And the grenades and the guns and everything, and these lighties, youngsters. I saw my own eyes all this. They're waiting for them behind the pillars and behind the wall. As soon as they come and they just want to disembark from their jeep or from their vehicle, whatever, from all sides they're firing. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaisha Muhammad, Sofa Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Eh Jutla Harami. You see? You must call them harami. Quran calls people harami. That Walid bin Mughira, Allah Ta'ala gave him 10 titles in the Quran. He was very rich. He thought he can do whatever he want to. وَلَا تُطِئْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينًا مَازِمْ مَشَّائِمْ بِنَمِيمْ All that, in the ending, Zaneem. Zaneem, harami. إِلَّا جَتَمَجَّائِمْ You see? So those are pakka haramis, Jutlas. So Allah Ta'ala spoke of them in various places. Allah called them swines, Allah called them pigs, Allah called them monkeys, Allah called them donkeys in the Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. I'm live, they're recording me. So what they can do, what they can't do, it's the Quran. So that is Allah's system. So they took the battle of Khaybar and they said, we're going to use this. Hey Jutla, you got everything, but you got no Iman. And we have Iman and we have placed our trust in Allah. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, remember the battle of Khaybar, O Jutlas. Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are not the army of Palestine. We are not the army of Hamas. We are the army of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have come here to defeat you. So see how many of them, Yahya Sinwar, Ismail Haniya, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, all the leaders of Hamas, rahimahumullah, how Allah gave them such honor. You know Sheikh Ahmed Yassin? Sheikh Ahmed Yassin started Hamas in 1987. And they started their terrorism in 46, 47. These words you can remember, Stern Gang, Hagana Gang, Irgun Gang. All these gangs started operating in 46, 47 before the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel came into it. Massacring the Palestinians. 40 years before Hamas was established. It's all documented. Understand? So brothers, remember that. So he told them that we going to win. And he made a statement. You believe it, you'll be accepted, it's your business. You reject it, it's no sin. It's Israel's opinion. He said, Zawalu Israel, Israel will fall in the year 2027. See how things are going for them. Everything is going negative. How apartheid fell in South Africa. Inshallah, they will fall and an American empire will fall also. So my brothers, you must remember that. So Muslims, they took out 94 jutlas in that one battle of Khaybar alone. And Muslims lost 16 Sahaba. You should know all this. Our mothers, our daughters, when they go to Aqsa, because they can't go when they feel like, sometimes the jutlas allow them, then they say, Biruh, Biddam, Nafdika Ya Aqsa. Oh Aqsa, we will give our life and our ruh for you. We will give our blood for you. We will follow Aqsa, but you must not follow. But me and you today, Muslim of South Africa, you see what is happening, how many people are getting kidnapped, hijacked. Allah protect us all. But a Muslim today of South Africa, I speak of majority, you bring a water pistol also and you come to him, his wuzu will break. What do you think? You small one is right to them, say. Huh? Your office? Finish. Why you didn't tell me you should have read? What's your name? Ahmed Morana's connection. Was Ahmed who? What is it? Panjbhai. Your uncles are five, Panjbhai. Hafiz Ahmed Panjbhai. It's a nice Panjbhai. If you G-bhai, you make G, G, G. If you Nanabhai, you say Na, Na, Na. So Nanabhai. Panjbhai, so five brothers. So anyway, let's carry on. So my brothers, Fatih Makkah, the African Muazzin, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah, who they persecuted, tortured there in Makkah, where? At Batha Quraysh. Go and see that place. And then you will know what sacrifices Sayyidina Bilal made. 10,000 Sahabas marched in. And the Sahaba were fired up. Sa'd radiallahu anhu came. He met Abu Sufyan and he told him, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. I told you that in the starting. Yeah, he's written on the wall, Nabiul Malhama. He told him, Abu Sufyan, today hum aaj boti boti kar denge tomorrow. Today we're going to make much meat out of you. Abu Sufyan also started shaking in his boots. Rahmatul lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. And he complained to the Master alayhi salam that Sa'd is saying, you're going to make much meat out of us. Boti boti kar denge. Al yawmu mal yawmul malhama. The Master alayhi salam said, no. Today is yawmul marhama, the day of mercy and compassion. When you win and you show compassion and mercy, That is the kamal of a person. So he asked the Arabs mushrikeen that day, what do you think I will do with you? They said, you Kareem, 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 Kareem. You are Kareem. Your father, Khwaja Abdullah. Your grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Your great-grandfather, Hashim. All were so honorable people. We expect something honorable. Go, antumutulaka. I give you asylum. That was the turning point. Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja took place. They entered into Islam in their droves and droves. Me and you will forgive people. Eid day will come, Laylatul Qadr will come, that person makes salam, you say, what you want? Go fly a kite. You see, brothers, when we behave like that, in hadith, in targhib wa tarheeb, then tomorrow, on the day of justice, when we go there, to the house of Kawthar, the master, alayhi salam, will say, my ummati came to you, and asked you for forgiveness, and you told him, get out, so you also get out. Think properly, this pride of ours, this arrogance of ours becomes a big impediment, understand this. So that is Fatih Makkah, great lessons to learn. And then Sayyidina Bilal Zuhur time, oh Bilal, climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, render the Azan from there. These Arabs couldn't believe what they see. The person who was our slave is on top and we fair in complexion, we hear begging for forgiveness. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Go to Syria, go to Babu Saghir, the graveyard there. Both Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one there in Medina, who? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah, radiallahu anhu. And second, Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind one, Abbas wa Tawalla and Jawla. Both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi, both buried in the same graveyard in Babu Saghir, there in Damascus. We went several times with Allah, sir. So brothers, we should know this, yeah. There by Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu's grave Mubarak is written, Muazzinu Rasulillah, he said, Mulana, your time is a little bit zigzag over. Oh, my eyes are a little bit zigzag. This one is showing 51, that one is showing 55. Which one is right, Mulana?
That one
is right. Oh, they put that one in front. The trustees of Shamshutas, yeah. Is it? They put that one in front of the Mawlana must finish early, early. I said, three watches here, all three showing zigzag. Not synchronized, but the one is right. For the Mawlana, you must put in front. You like stories. I went to Carolina many years ago. I tell about the Jumma Bayan. I'm looking at it, watch there. See, but something is not right. Anyway, I just carried on. So afterwards, I asked them that what is right. They said, no, before you came, we made it 10 minutes backwards. So I said, why you made 10 minutes backwards? They said, no, we wanted to hear more from you. You understood? So I said, Subhanallah, these people are very generous, you know. Normally they put it forward, you see. Mawlana talks so much, and all that, they must finish quickly, you understand? So that happened. So cut long story short, you must remember that Fatih Makkah, many lessons. See Sayyidina Bilal, ninth year, that is the last battle of the Master of Islam, Tabuk. Just think Sahaba, what they did. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced is midsummer, 45, 50 degrees. I went by plane to Tabuk, 1.5 hours. 45, 50 degrees, midsummer. Leave all your khajur, leave all your rutab, leave all your dates. We're going there. 30,000 sahabas assembled there. In Madinah Munawwara. Because the Master alayhi salam said, every maid who is able, capable, must participate. 30,000 logistical nightmare to travel for 1 week in that mud summer. Ya Abu Bakr, what you brought? I brought everything of mine, Ya Rasulullah. I left nothing. What you brought, O Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu? I brought half my wealth, Ya Rasulullah. O Usman Ghani, what you brought? He said, I brought 300 camels, Ya Rasulullah, with the saddle. And I brought 1,000 gold coins. Tomorrow we got a nikah here. Hafiz Ahmed Panjbaya. Damat barakatuhu. Say, inshallah, one day you get married. So now, you should not see that one guy, he's getting married to two women one time. So the guys, they ask me, now if he's getting married to two women one time, where he'll start? I say, he might just spin the coin. Right or left, heads or tails. So one night, after 1 week, you'll see he's walking in ruku. So it was Vasovarivando in Maimon, we say. What is some Maimon here? You say Vasovarivando. You'll be so busy, you'll be walking in Ruku, inshallah. See? You mustn't hear all these stories, Hafiz Ahmad. You must read your Quran properly. Yeah. So all these things here goes on. Sayyidina Usman brought 1,000 gold coins. The Master, alayhi salam, elated, delighted, spinning them like this, and said on that occasion, Ma darra Usman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm will come to Usman after this day. But the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, when you came with abundant, substantial amount, they said, Mura'in, you're just showing off, and so forth. And when you came with a small amount, they say, you're wasting your time. What is that? Any person, brothers, sisters, listen carefully. This is Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. Namus-e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To protect the honor, integrity of sahaba is compulsory. Therefore, our name is Markaz Sahaba. Understand that also. Because I have too many problems with the Shias. When I went to Iran, I had debate there also with Allah's help, we beat them. They tried to bribe me with everything. I said, I'm going now. You see? They can't beat you, but they can bribe you. They know the weakness of human being. Aurat or daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. They will give you woman also. Say, make muta, give a quickie there. Khomeini the Harami, he wrote, you can make a quickie for 1 hour. I got his book, Tawdihul Masail. I challenge any Shia in the world to tell me I'm quoting wrong. That they say is jais. That is your Shiaism. A quickie for 1 hour. So our youngsters, you tell them that, and plus they give you dollars. They say, this is sharp, man. You get woman and money. So therefore, you must wake up. They steal your iman, you must remember. So sahaba, when you object like this, see what Allah says. Chapter 9, verse 79. Alladina yalmizun al-muttawwi'in min al-mu'minin fi sadaqati walladina la yajiduna illa judahum. Those people who castigate and criticize the sahaba regarding their contribution, substantial or little, and a meager sum, and for yaskharuna minhum, they're mocking and belittling the sahaba. Allah says, chapter 9, verse 79. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them. Walahum adabun aleem. For them is forever finished. So always speak good of Sahaba. Protect the integrity and the great rank of Sahaba. Chapter 57, verse 10. Allah says, Wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. And Allah Jalla Wala has promised all the Sahaba Jannatul Firdaus. So why I chose this topic today, Gaza. The world will say, Hamas, what you did? See, everything is flattened. Hamas said, we taught this ummah a ghula huwa sabak. A sabak, that there's a lesson which this ummah has forgotten. Why we forgot it? Me and you in South Africa are perfect examples. We live in comfort zone. Sometimes you don't have water. I went to a Spingo Beach Masjid a certain time. I said, when their toilet is there, press, no water came out. You understand? But the ocean is in front. You see? So there you go. I came outside, I asked them, Maulana, where's the water? You see, I'm also pressing, nothing happening. That is Allah. When we take things for granted, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'mati. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from that you, Allah snatches away the bounties from us. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC, and no current. You press the switch, no lights come on. You see, ANC. So brothers, Allah gave us this life. So use it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. For the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And always see that what our intentions are and so forth, then Allah will accept us. We all commit sins, we all have weaknesses. There's nobody who can say that we're free from sin in this day and this age. But we must beg Allah, Allahumma ij'alna minal maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, always, men, women, all. We'll do that, inshallah. Okay, time for now, the kalimatul shukr. We thank all the trustees of this masjid, Masjid Ikram, all the imams of Mahana Zamiriya, and everybody else, and all the musallis. We thank all the directors, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and our Markaz Sahaba, the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and his all the entire family, and our brother Muhammad Khan, and our brother Bhutti Ghani, Dayn Ukhis, and all of ulama who helping us, our team here, our brother Dawood Munli, mashallah, my brother behind the pillar there, Muhammad Salim Khan, our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and mashallah, Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator, and Samir also, mashallah, our person, mashallah, he takes us around everywhere, and our brother Bilal, and so many others, mashallah, that they did a sterling job. Our tour is at the end now, finish, 1 minute left. So we all make dua. So don't kill time and waste time. This weekend now, today is Saturday night. What do you see? Let me check the soccer match. Let me check this match. Leave all that. Let me go learn some Quran, learn some hadith, learn some fiqh, learn some sahaba, like that, inshallah. Then in that way, we make our life much more. I leave you with this thought in front of you. Which side is the ocean, Mawlana? This side. This side is the ocean, yeah, Mawlana says. So look at your ocean and you will see. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. When you look at your ocean, whenever I come with the plane, I always want the window seat. So I always think, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. When you look at that foam on top, so the foam is on top, but it disappears. So America, Europe, Jutlas, Iran, these, they're all on top. But they're all shaitan, all harami. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Oh Muslim, you are the water beneath the bubble. So take Islam, which is pure, and then we have the best, and we must share it with the rest. Always do that, and you will see Allah will accept us, accept our progeny, all for generations, inshallah. So we all should make dua now, and inshallah we say a big jazakallah khairan to all of you. Till we make dua now, inshallah. And don't remember tomorrow, don't forget, I mean, that tomorrow our brother Dawood Munli, you can go there now after that, ask him his number. He'll come here at 9 o'clock till Zuhur, fix up all your decoders and all your neighboring towns also. See, you'll come here or he comes there, but you must first do all this area here, Scottsboro. Inshallah, Mawlana will assist, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la muhsi sanan alayk. Anta kama asnayt ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhayr. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وألمانيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين. When you finish your dua on your own, also say Ameen, Ameen. It means, Ya Allah, استجب دعانا accept our دعاس اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے جزاک اللہ
اہلا و سہلا مرحبا
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Empowering the Ummah
Welcome ya Musa